Buddhist time, there were two nuns. They met after their meal, and the one nun approached the other, and then she asked a very interesting question. She asked her, actually the names of these nuns are Magandhya and Dhammadinna. Magandhya, this nun, asked Dhammadinna, Venerable Sister, with our practice, we are trying to change our mind or cultivate our mind. By cultivating our mind, how can this practice benefits to the world? Because we know that all of monks and nuns we are now have left the left our life, left our ordinary life, and we have entered into the different path. But by entering into this path, we are not contributing anything for this world to survive. But at the same time, we are encouraging others to cultivate this inner peace. So how, what do we do, and how do we contribute to the world? I don't know, maybe I am bringing a question that you don't have to think about, or sometimes you are thinking about. So the interesting thing is, when we look at this nun's life, they have gone through a lot of stories with their life. That is really, if you really look at those people's life, it is very equal to life that we are having today. So no matter how early those stories, no matter what we are doing today, or no matter what we will do in few hundred years later, everybody gone through same troubles or same emotions. Everybody experience anger in a similar way, response to anger in the same way. When something happened to our life, we think that is unique, because you are the one who's experiencing that. But if you really observe, there are many people who has gone through the same story before. But those are just a story. When we look at these two nuns' life, they also has gone some difficult life story. Let me bring this Dhammadinna's life story. She was married to a man, and then it was a abusive relationship. She had few kids. And every day when he's returned to home he was alcoholic, and he beat her up. And she had few kids, but finally she left her family with kids and started to live with another man. Again, she had many troubles there. Then kids left her. And then afterwards she moved with another group of the people. Again she had some trouble there. So then she was having really unhappy life. When she see a monks that walking on the street, she observed how quiet they are, and then she recognize the quietness in the mind. Then she thought, if I can bring this quietness into me, I would be happy. That's how she was approached to the teachings. Then finally she enjoyed the teachings. So when we look at this life, and no matter what things going on with our life, you might think your life is better than their life. Even today, we can see a lot of people who are having same trouble. So anyway, this Magandhya approached to Dhammadina and asked, how can we contribute, what are we contributing to this world to survive? There, Dhammadina brought a very interesting question. She asked, why do you want to survive? If you ask yourself, why do I want to survive? Maybe you haven't think about that question before. If you ask yourself, most of us, we don't know. Because we haven't asked that question. Why am I want to survive? Now, if I ask you again, what do you want to do with your rest of life? Then there you would bring many things which can make you happy or which you can appreciate. Or you would say, well, I like to see this and I like to see that and I like to see this and now I like to see this with my life. Not only that, even you would plan for your funeral service and afterward what others would think about you, what others would say about you, even those things we are thinking. The question is, why do we think those things and why do we need those things? Once when you ask that question, you might find out there's really no reason. But once when you think about those things, you are providing some kind of foods to yourself. That's what we call pleasure. It's bringing some kind of food, we are enjoying those foods. Those foods, we are borrowing those food from future. Now, if anything goes wrong with that plan, again, you are having food that not make you happy, but those food might make you unhappy, but still you are going with those foods. That's why in life you have negative experiences and you have positive experiences. No matter it's negative or positive, you are thinking about both. So in that particular question, with that particular question, she asks, what are we bringing to this world to survive? But the question is, who want to survive? Why do we want to survive? We want to survive because we are addicted to this food. We don't know how to live without this food. That's why we are looking for foods. You might have some experiences with your life. Like, you might know some people who's looking some other people's trouble to involve with. If you don't have trouble with your own, then you would go and involve with some other's trouble. Sometimes the family members do that. Because there you enjoy that. But we don't use that term, enjoy. We think that's how you help, that's how you contribute yourself. But to survive, why do we want to survive? Because there you have some food, we addicted to those food. We don't know what to do except those food, that's why we are looking for those foods. This question is from Magandhya. Magandhya was stuck. And she was saying, yes, I was seeking many things in my past in order to feed myself. I thought I would be happy after I do this. Then no matter whatever I do, the same things brought me unhappiness. And also I see, Okay, it's 11:20. So today you can stop here. It's so nice to see you all, and